Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio. You have Phil and Nick Cortez in studio today covering once again for our father Dominic. He will be back next week to entertain you all, I'm sure, much more than we have over the past week and 2 weeks now. Today we have the pleasure to be joined in studio with another Hammer Time Radio sponsor. We have...
And Hammer Time TV sponsor.
And Hammer Time TV sponsor. Mr. Horowitz from Big L Window and Door. Good morning. How are you today, Bill?
Good morning. Good morning, boys. Good morning. How are you?
So first and foremost, I know I already congratulated you off the air, but congratulations on that Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award. That's a big... proud honor that you should be displaying on all of your brochures and all of your trucks.
Yeah, we have my son Bill Jr. headed our process for that. It's a big application process.
Huge process. You know?
And this is our 44th year in business.
Wow.
So we had a lot to draw on, and mm-hmm. as the committee agreed, there was a lot of good decisions we've made over the years.
When we won it, I think it took our sister about 6 months to get the application together.
Yeah, right, it is, right. But it's a good analysis for everybody in the company.
Yeah.
To kind of think about what we do and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and it kind of nails down the ethics, too.
You
know, it nails down what your core, you know, is all about.
Right.
You know, we like I told you off the air, I start with that when we go into customers' houses because people don't realize that there are other unethical people out there that might not take, you know, the customer's core values into consideration when they are giving them a product or a service. So, you know, we're very, very proud of that, and we try to display it as much as we possibly can. So congratulations, and I know it was work to get that, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And anytime a fellow contractor gets it, we're always happy because there's not many of them that are in that ethical category, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, and I think sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong, but we get painted with a brush that's not always accurate.
Yep. Yeah, I can no longer say we're one of the only contractors in West New York to win this award now.
Yeah.
I have to say we share it with another another very well-known company in the area. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Big L Windows and Doors? I mean, everyone knows of you, but maybe they don't know exactly what you can offer to the community.
Well, we sell most segments of the market, you know. I mean, what we're known for is the replacement window business.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the core of our business is helping people make choices how to replace their old windows. We also sell to the new construction market.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved with your brother. He's building a new home.
Yeah.
And he went through a process all on his own on how to choose his windows and doors for his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can talk about all of that and some of the process between. A lot of times people don't know exactly even where to start with windows and don't even know what products are out there. So we can kind of segue into that if you want and you know, kind of talk about what is out there and what's the best, what's the worst, what to stay away from, what to go with. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's there's so much stuff out there today. I was told by a training thing I went to that our jobs today is more of a curator because there is so much information out there, and so our jobs, and we tell our people, is to help you sort it out
because
we do it every day, so we have a better idea.
Yep.
And we all get a lot of information, but what does it really mean for me,
right,
in my house.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of, and your budget too.
That's exactly the way we look at it too. I mean, there's so much, especially with the internet. There's so much, you know, information, and everything's got a good or bad review on it. And how do I decide how I choose? You know, we kind of help do that same thing by narrowing down what to choose from, so that it makes it a little bit easier to make the decision on what to put in.
I usually call it the house/Pinterest disorder, where people see a beautiful picture on Pinterest or on house, and they think, "I want those windows," and they don't really realize the cost. You know, that could be a $10,000 window. You know,
well, it is a practical decision, but it's an emotional decision too, mm-hmm. because it's a big thing that you're doing, and you're generally investing quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you do the right thing, and then your job. And I think what your guys do, and your craftsmen, and we hope that our guys do, is too, is the second half of it is putting it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Specifying it correctly, but then getting a quality installation.
And you and I talked about that a bit yesterday. Each manufacturer has their own, you know, kind of regulation on what they want done, and, you know, can affect the warranty if not done correctly, right?
Yeah, we just ask that, you know, they follow established instructions that... Like in your particular case, you're building a new house,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get a chance to do it once and mm-hmm. do it right.
Right.
And then to avoid going back that because it wasn't installed properly. And a good installation might take another 10 minutes a window.
Right.
So how much is that investment for something you're going to live in for the rest of your life?
And aside from that, if it isn't flashed properly, it could affect framing. It could affect a lot of things, you know, rotting and leaking and stuff like that. So,
Hidden damage.
Exactly.
That'll show up later.
Which will be way worse than having to replace your window.
I had a similar situation like that pop up when I was building, and the framers didn't end up flashing a couple. The guys that put the windows in for me, they didn't end up flashing a couple correctly. And I went to go trim everything out at the end. I'm, you know, racing to the finish line to wrap things up, and all my extension jams were off. Well, not all of them, maybe a handful of them, but 2 seconds to put the proper flashing on. It would have saved me a whole bunch of aggravation on the backside.
Right.
So
I tell people now on new builds that, you know, because like you, we do both. So, you know, we'll sell new build windows, but we'll sell you replacement windows 10 years from now if you didn't do the thing.
You didn't do it right.
And in 10 years from now, it's going to be a lot more costly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might save a few $1,000s at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have to replace them again in 15 years, which we see with low quality stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is going to be double or 2.5 times the cost of what it initially cost you.
While we're on that topic, why don't we kind of go through what the different options are in terms of windows, you know, from the low end to the high end, and what some of the benefits are, and kind of where you recommend that, you know, the average consumer falls in, you know, with.
Well, in Buffalo, we have a lot of traditional stuff, too. So, you know, wood windows are traditionally been the choice of everything. And, of course, today, most of the wood windows are clad with something on the exterior to keep the maintenance down. And, you know, and so a wood window is beautiful. It's warm. They're very energy efficient today. But, yes, generally that'll be on the higher end of the spectrum. And you will expect some maintenance down the road because you'll have to refinish it at some point. Not, it's the inside, so it's not a lot, but mm-hmm. you will. After that, fiberglass windows are becoming very popular because the fiberglass pultruded material is extremely durable. There's really no maintenance required on it of any kind. And it's very energy efficient. It's a little less costly than a wood window. And, of course, there's no future maintenance on it. So it's becoming a every year it's more and more of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is windows. There are vinyl windows. Now, vinyl windows are the most cost effective by far.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl is a very flexible material. It's relatively low cost. But within vinyl, there's a huge variety. There's commodity vinyl windows that you would see generally, you know, in a home center or something. You know, it's you'll get, you know, 15 years out of them, 10, 15 years out of them, you know. Then there's better grades of vinyl, just like everything else. And now there's a new category that they combine some of the vinyl along with the structure of fiberglass. Because vinyl is a little weak, but if you can put some fiberglass in it, and that seems to be a growing, very growing segment. It's a composite, we call it.
Right.
So each one of those areas, though, are they available in both replacement and new construction?
Yes. Yeah, almost everything is today. Huh. You can get them in both ways, you know. And the replacement, you know, I guess while we're on that subject, you know, there is two types of installation, which would be an insert installation, which is generally we'll leave your frame in.
Right.
The frame of the window is solid. It's anchored into the house correctly. and we can custom make a window to fit inside that frame. Mm-hmm. So your labor is less costly because you can do a typical house. You could do 10, 15 windows in a day and mm-hmm. be done with it.
And you're not doing any siding work on the outside anything.
But, upon inspection, you might find that the frames are shot. Mm-hmm. There's been some rot. They weren't flashed properly originally. Mm-hmm. They've just worn out. So then you're down to the studs of the house. There's a little more work involved. You might find some hidden damage. But you're getting, you know that you're getting the whole thing done. And then we can insulate around the frame. You might have to do a little siding work mm-hmm. and new trim on the inside. But it's the best value. But just the labor and material will make it cost more.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to talk about all of these things and more, answer all of your questions. If you have any questions when we get back from the break here, if you'd like to give us a call and join the conversation, you can call us at 803-0930 from cell phone star 930. Outside of Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236, or you can super text at 30930. We'll be back right after this. Before we talk to you, let's travel to the Clarence branch of the Lakeshore Saving Bank, where we have Gabe Maddalena on the line. Gabe is the branch manager on Transit Road. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So talk to me about the great deals at Lakeshore Savings Bank, Gabe.
Well, Nick, we have an incredible deal that continues with our home equity line of credit. The rate is fixed at an incredible rate of 3.5% for the first 12 months. And what makes this even better, Lakeshore pays all the closing costs, and there's never an annual fee to worry about. And, customers can use this line of credit for home improvement projects, debt consolidation, education, or pretty much anything.
Wow, that really is a great deal. What about if someone was looking for a mortgage?
Well, our fixed mortgage rates start as low as 3.375, which are actually lower than Fannie Mae loans. We also offer investment property loans and our very unique future value loan. This is the loan that allows customers to borrow funds with the extra anticipated value of the home after the home improvement job is completed. In addition, we also offer commercial loans with very competitive rates and terms.
Well, there you have it. Great rates on home equities, mortgages, and commercial loans. Gabe, what's your phone number over there at the Clarence branch?
The phone number here is 688-6114.
Give us that one more time.
688-6114.
Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first for 129 years.
Come and meet me down by the shore, Lakeshore.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all have someone we like to refer when it comes to certain jobs that need to be done. Many of us have a plumber we refer, sometimes a landscaper, maybe a hairstylist. When it comes to collision work you need for your vehicle, I've got a guy. Call Buffalo's collision guru, Frank Todaro, at Collision Masters in Buffalo. Frank took me for a tour, and Collision Masters is an impressive 30,000 square foot complex, the mothership of all collision shops. Collision Masters also want you to know, if you do get in an accident and need work done, you have the right to choose your own collision shop. Tell your insurance agent, I've got a guy, and you want your vehicle repaired at Collision Masters. And if you don't have rental car coverage, Collision Masters will provide you with a free loaner. That is correct, free loaner. So when you have a large or small collision disaster, Google Collision Masters in downtown Buffalo. Tell them Bowerly sent you to Collision Masters.
Well, right smack dab in the middle of winter right now, and when it's cold out, your batteries can get weak and fail. Your car batteries, your truck batteries, even construction and tool batteries. They all need to be ready and able at all times. So, if you ever need any type of battery whatsoever, call Interstate Battery. Local Interstate Batteries owner Todd Winder has a store in Hamburg and one in Kenmore. And whether you need a new battery or your existing one checked out and tested, Todd and his Interstate team would love to help you out. From car and truck batteries to snowmobiles, ATVs, laptops, flashlights, security systems, cell phone batteries, and the best battery chargers around. When it comes to batteries, Interstate will either have it, find it, or build it. And bring your car or truck down to get a free battery check from Interstate to make sure it's strong enough for winter. Don't get caught out in the cold. If you need a battery, call Interstate Batteries in Hamburg or their military and Sheridan location in Kenmore today. Call 873-4462. That's 873-4462.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. As a young child, her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. There was a time when Hazel had to trek more than 2 hours every day to collect water from a dirty river. Once, when she got a life-threatening infection and her mother had no money for a hospital, Hazel nearly died. But thanks to Child Fund supporters, Hazel and her community now have clean drinking water and access to healthcare. And Hazel has a better chance to fulfill her potential. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe, wherever they were born. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. Pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927. Or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer Time! Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick, again in studio with my brother and Bill Horbit Sr. from Big L Windows and Doors. We're talking about all things windows and doors. Any questions you may have on new windows, on replacing windows, on fixing windows, anything like that.
Or any home improvement whatsoever.
Or anything, period. Anything. If you have questions for Phil or I, we are not Dom, but we can try to act like him for a week. But we're going to go to, we got a quick call here, actually a bathroom question from Sulu in Amherst. How you doing, Sulu?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We have to replace our due leak in one of the pipes in the existing shower. We want to replace it with just the shower and remove the tub. And we saw someone with giving us the option of having acrylic floor and acrylic wall. And I'm not sure about the durability. We prefer ceramic tiles on the floor and ceramic around.
Sure. So one of the biggest differences there is going to be cost. So you're going to spend quite a bit more to do a tile floor with tile walls than you would with an acrylic pan, which is the floor, and then acrylic walls. Obviously, the look is going to be quite a bit different, and that's the main difference. But durability-wise, acrylic is going to hold up if it's done correctly. Tile does have a little bit more maintenance because there's grout obviously involved, and that needs to be cleaned and maintained and all of that. So that would be really the main differences.
The acrylic, too, as long as they install it, like Nick said correctly, the biggest thing with any kind of fiberglass or acrylic tub is that, you know, the bed or the pan gets set in a bed of mortar. That will stop any kind of deflection when you're standing on it, which will then cause, you know, cracking and breakage in the tub. And then possibly the pipes coming disjointed, too, if they do have some flex. So as long as that's done and you pick a good quality fiberglass or a good quality acrylic, you should have no problem with it.
I see. So you think the durability-wise, the acrylic is better, but how about the cleaning-wise? Wouldn't it go so bad?
The acrylic will definitely be easier for you to clean and maintain, but durability-wise, I don't necessarily say that one would be more durable than the other. As long as both are installed properly, you're gonna be just fine durability-wise.
I see.
It really comes down to budget and, you know, preference on style. So
right. Where would we go for a tile? We are just wondering. We had an estimate for acrylic.
Yeah. And, we could do that for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely something that we can handle for you. And if you want to set up an estimate, we can put you on hold and the guys can take your information.
This is for Cartier's Brothers?
Yes. Yeah, and we do both the acrylic shower and we would do the tile shower.
Okay, sure.
All right,
okay,
well, hold on one second, Sulu. Thanks for the call. Sulu hangs up. Why don't we go out to Bob in NT, and he has a question on replacement windows. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good morning. Thank you.
What are my options for casement window replacement?
Well, at a casement window replacement, earlier I mentioned they could be done either as a full frame where the window entire frame comes out and go down to the studs of the house, and then a window is made and trimmed out and all new. Casement windows, if the frames are in good shape, are also very easy to use a replacement. The sashes are removed and the hardware is removed, and then a custom-made window is to fit inside the old frame, saving all that labor of taking the trim off and everything like that. So either way, you get more glass area in a full frame. You lose a little bit of glass in a replacement insert frame.
So all the hardware has to be replaced as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can't repair them. So it's generally the sash will come out, and then there's the hardware comes out when you take the sash out. And then the new unit has hardware built right into it.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob.
All right. Anytime.
If you'd like to ask any questions of myself or Phil or Mr. Horbit from Big L Windows and Doors, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616 if you're outside of 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo, *930 from your cell phones, or super text at 30930. We do have a super text. It is a question for Mr. Bill Horbit. It says, what about replacing windows in a solid brick house?
Well, a brick installation, if you're not altering the size of the unit, it's very similar to what I just talked about, that the window can be custom made to fit within the brick. Mm-hmm. And so if you were going to open it up and you wanted to make it bigger, well, that's a job for Cortese. So that's involved cutting the brick, toothing it back in, and doing it. Quite a bit more involved.
Yeah, and we were kind of joking about it on the break, but it is really, you know, if you are replacing windows in a solid brick house, you don't want to go bigger or smaller. You want to go the exact same size, because you can get very, very costly to do what you just said, retooth the brick and have a mason come in there and redo all the brick on the outside. Obviously, you know, if you're forced to go bigger or smaller, going smaller is obviously better because it can be trimmed with wood and then wrapped in aluminum on the outside. But best bet is just to go with the same size windows and just swap out the units.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that it's a question that that you should ask when you're having your windows replaced is, how much glass will I lose?
Yeah.
We've all seen jobs in brick where they've taken a standard size window and they filled in 3 inches each side, and all of a sudden you almost have a porthole.
Yep. Yeah. It looks like looks like a window that was replaced.
Yes, right. Yeah, right.
So, all right, great question. Any other questions? Like I said, numbers are 803-0930, *930 from your cell phones, 1-800-616-9236, or super text at 30930.
We're going to go talk to Jerry in Orchard Park, and he has a question about a water leak. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Jerry.
How are you guys? Love your show.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As much as possible.
Thank you very much. What can we help you with?
Basically, I've got a water leak. It seems to be stemming from the hot water tank. I don't know where the source, I can't pinpoint the source, but I'm just wondering who to contact, plumber or a hot water tank specialist.
It would definitely be a plumber.
Yeah, they're one and the same. I mean, every plumber is going to be able to take care of a hot water tank. Finding the cause of the leak, they could do that as well. With a hot water tank, there's a couple things that could fail, and they'll be able to know exactly what to look for.
How old is the tank, do you know?
About 10 years.
Okay, that's its lifetime. So it could even be that it's just rusting out in the bottom and leaking that way, but it could also be a pipe, a plumbing line connection. So definitely getting a plumber out there to take a look at it would be the best start.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jerry. No problem, Jerry. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. We actually are going to stop here. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob in Florida, actually, about some windows. But we're going to stop for the news. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. In what was an expected move, the Bills decided to not opt out of their new era field lease early, and they plan on sticking with it through its duration. The National Transportation Safety Board has released the preliminary report on the helicopter crash that claimed the lives of Western New York businessmen Mark Croce and Michael Capriato on January 9th. There was no flight plan filed for the flight between Baltimore and Buffalo, according to the report, and you can read more online. A key accuser in Harvey Weinstein's trial says he raped her twice, once bellowing that she owed him as he dragged her into a bedroom. She told jurors yesterday that Weinstein screamed that remark before raping her in Los Angeles in a hotel in 2013, and she said he trapped and raped her in a New York hotel room 8 months before. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely, a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez. People love to look for a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom at Twin City Glass in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you.
it's Linda Pellegrino. I'm heading back to Europe with Colette Tours and our senior radio listeners next October. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace to Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Colette to book now, 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489.
Hi, it's Dan Kautz from Kautz Financial. If you're an adult between the ages of 50 and 70 and are concerned with your retirement and financial future, then please pay attention. I will be teaching an educational course on retirement planning. Learn how to design a retirement that meets your goals. Determine the amount of money you'll need to retire. Make a plan to relieve the anxiety of retirement. At Hilbert College in the South Towns and the University of Buffalo in the North Towns, seating is limited and the classes do fill up. So please register now by calling 408-0487. Again, that's 408-0487.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text TEST to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text TEST to 79645. That's T-E-S-T to 79645.
Gather round the Knights table for your chance to win with Casino Niagara's Divide or Conquer promotion, running January 24th to February 20th. We have five winners each week. Draws take place every Thursday at 7.05 p.m. with a top prize nightly of up to $12,000 in cash and free play. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for contest details. No purchase necessary, must be 19 or older. Casino Niagara's Divide or Conquer promotion, January 24th to February 20th. And the action doesn't stop there. On top of our amazing weekly promotions, join us at Level 2 Sports Bar and Entertainment for daily specials, including $5 tapas from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. daily. Or stop in for live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. For full details, visit CasinoNiagara.com. Casino Niagara, we're just playing more fun.
Those icicles hanging down from your roof sure are pretty, but a pretty good sign that you may have heat loss happening. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. Those big, beautiful icicles are a sure sign it might be time for a new roof. Don't wait for spring. To get your roof problems fixed, call the people that fix them right. Call them now. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service winter, spring, summer, or fall. Because Ava's not worried about the temperature outside, they're concerned with the temperature inside your home. That's why Ava always has an expert foreman on every job. Getting the job done is important, but getting it done right is a top priority. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with my brother Nick. We're joined with Bill Horowitz from Big L Windows and Doors. We are going to go to Florida and talk to Bob in the Villages. How are you, Bob?
How you doing, Bob?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a home in the Buffalo area near Silver Creek, and I have mostly Pella casement windows. The windows were installed in approximately 1997. And over the past 10 years, I've had to replace approximately 10 of the Pella casement windows because the wooden frames were dry rotting behind the behind the cladding that is on the outside of the window. And the reason for the rotting of the wood frame is because the windows that were installed, the overlap on the cladding allowed for water to run down the outside surface of the window and get caught behind or enter the improper overlap of cladding on the outside of the window. And I've talked to a number of other homeowners that have had this same problem where the frames, the wood frames, are dry rotting prematurely because of this water entering due to this overlap. Are you familiar with this problem, and have you ever heard of any compensation for homeowners from Pella because of this problem?
I don't sell Pella windows. This is Bill Horbit. Industry-wide, I know that, you know, it's kind of what the boys and I were talking about when we were in commercial. A lot of times, problems happen from manufacturers, from contractors, from our business. We do things, you know, where something, we have an unintended consequence. It's what you do about it after the fact.
Right.
What's your response to this, and how do you handle it? I can't speak for Pella because I don't sell it. I know you'd probably just have to Google it and see if there's anything out there about that.
Yeah, my recommendation on that would be just to go to whoever you purchased them first. Start there. I don't know if you have interaction with them or if they've been the ones that have replaced them. But, you know, go to them and say, hey, what's going on here? These windows aren't that old, and this really shouldn't be happening. And then from there, you know, see if you can, like Bill just mentioned, maybe Google it and see if there's people that have similar issues and see if it's a you know, a warrantable item. But in my opinion, that really shouldn't be happening. You know, it's a higher end window, and it's you know, that cladding is meant to stop that rotting. So, you know, apologize that you have the issue, but again, my first line of defense there would be to go to the actual contractor that installed them. If they are a reputable contractor, they should help you, and then I would go to them right to the manufacturer and see if you can get them to cover any of that replacement.
Okay. Thank you very much for the answer. Appreciate the show. Thank you.
No problem, Bob.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the call. All right, Bob hangs up. If you'd like to give us a call and ask any questions of either Bill or myself or Phil regarding all things construction, but windows and doors specifically, you can give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Star 930 from your cell phones, or 30930 if you'd like to super text.
We are going to go to Kay in Hamburg. She has a replacement window question. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. Thank you for
my
call. I had a company come out because they were in the neighborhood, and they were telling me that vinyl windows seem not to hold up so well because of the shrinking and the expanding from weather. And it might actually cause mildew and or rot, just like the gentleman ahead of me said. What do you suggest about that as far as replacement windows?
Well, vinyl windows are, by market share, they're the number one selling product in the United States. And there's a reason why, is because generally they're very cost effective. But I think within vinyl, just like everything, like cars, or like there are inexpensive versions which could cause those problems I think that they're talking about, and there are better ones as well. And the biggest component is the installer. Generally a better installer would sell a better product because his reputation is based on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's how it's constructed and how it's installed. You don't have to shy away 100% from vinyl windows. You can look at alternatives like composite windows, which is probably what the people that were canvassing you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. They were talking about wood on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the wood on the inside is just absolutely beautiful. You'll pay a little bit more money for it. We sell an awful lot of those, but there's nothing like the beauty and the warmth of a wood window. Mm-hmm. And the exterior is protected by, in our case, it's protected by either a fiberglass or aluminum cladding outside.
Okay.
So really the biggest thing, Kay, is to do your research, kind of look up the product that you're interested in and look at reviews and all of that. As Bill mentioned earlier, I just went through this whole process myself, and luckily I had Bill going through it. I did, you know, did my research on the manufacturers that are out there that were in my price point. You know, Google's a beautiful thing these days. You can, you know, very readily find what is out there, what is available, what people are saying about it, what experiences people have had with it, warranty issues, etc. And checking the warranty on the product is another big thing. So the warranties will vary, obviously, and you just got to find what's right for you and what fits within your budget. So
okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Kay. Thank you for the call. Again, so Kay hangs up. That opens up a line for you. If you want to give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Starting 30 from your cell phones or super text at 30930.
When I was doing, you know, buying the windows for my home, you know, my father was pushing me, go wood, go wood, go wood. And I'm like, Dad, you know, I don't want to worry about maintaining them. I don't worry about any of that. And, you know, I ended up going with a vinyl. And you're right, the Spectrum's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Gigantic.
Right.
And I actually went with a vinyl that came with a lifetime warranty. And I've actually had to use that lifetime warranty, and I'm glad I did. I mean, no questions asked. They take care of the situation. But I end up paying close to what you end up paying for, you know, a mid...
Right, but you got the benefit of not having any maintenance.
Exactly. So there's a product out there for everyone if you do the proper research.
Right.
And so it really goes on to your taste, too, because, you know, like my father pushed wood. You know, that's, in my opinion, it's an older mentality that wood is the nice way, because everybody wanted, back in the day, people wanted to stain the wood and all that, but now everything's painted. You know, everybody's painting their trim.
Right.
So you don't really want a wood interior. So that leads me to, that's what led me to fiberglass, because I wanted a black window inside and out. It didn't make sense for me to go with a wood window that was painted inside, you know?
Well, that brings up a point. You know, we sell a product from Marvin Windows called Infinity,
mm-hmm.
which is a fiberglass window, but we have the ability to stain that window
mm-hmm.
on the interior. And when it is stained, it's a material called Everwood, which is got a grain to it. We stain it in our shop, or you could stain it yourself. We can replicate virtually any color that's out there, and it grows no mold. And it requires no maintenance.
So it's the best of both worlds.
It's the best of both worlds.
So kind of the guy that would, that if your listeners aren't familiar with what he's talking about, basically the fiberglass is stainable to look like wood. And like that gentleman that just called in from Florida, he mentioned that his wood was all rotting behind the cladding. That obviously would never happen with
fiberglass. You wouldn't have that probably. And it's actually this material called Everwood. It's mold resistant too.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, at the Buffalo Home and Garden Show, when it's coming up, we'll have a piece of it, and we have it in an aquarium.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
Been sitting in an aquarium for 5 years.
Wow.
And
nice.
It's just like the day it went in. You take it off, dry it off.
It's fine.
It's
awesome.
Fine.
That's great.
Cool. Well, we got a couple more calls here. We'll take. We'll go out to Jeff in Grand Island. How you doing, Jeff?
Hi there.
How you doing?
What can I help you with?
Hey, you know, when I heard about this, I couldn't believe it. I had a neighbor and a friend.
I know what you're going to say already.
Neighborhood that I lived in, and they had replacement windows put in.
Yep.
And the reflection of the sun melted yep. the neighbor's siding next door to them.
It actually yeah. happened at our office, too.
It
melted our roof, actually.
No, our roof melted the siding.
Yeah.
But I have, Jeff, I have... heard from a handful of people of this happening, both off skylights and off windows. It's just the way that the sun hits that window perfectly, creates that glare, and it just will melt that siding. It's an anomaly, but it does happen.
There are less reflective glass available today. You know, you'd have to be aware of the situation, the potential.
It's kind of hard to be aware before it happens, though, right? Mm-hmm.
But there's these. They're used primarily in Florida. But they have a little more tint to them. We don't use them up here quite as much because they're a little darker,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the same reflectivity
yeah.
to them. And glass is getting very, there's ratings on it now. You can
right.
tell by how much it reflects.
Right.
And so the darker ones would absorb that right. sunlight instead of reflecting
right.
it off.
Is there something to be used after the fact, like an after the market?
Yeah, you could probably do aftermarket tint, right?
You might be able to do an aftermarket tint, but then you're probably compromising your warranty on your glass.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, we keep talking over you there. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, one of the solutions that was proposed for the one homeowner was just to put a full screen on the window to mm-hmm. deflect the rays. Don't know whether that worked or not.
Yeah, that would, I would imagine, right? As long as you're blocking that ray that's coming off of that window, because it's basically like a magnifying glass.
The screen, yeah. If the screen was on the outside, right. I think it would work. Yeah, there is sunscreening, too. Mm-hmm.
Your solar shades would do the trick, too.
Yeah, we offer a product, a solar shade product, too, that would... We keep talking over here, but this is for your house or is it for your neighbor's house?
It was actually two neighbors. They were both in the same neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And it happened to both of them.
I see. So, yeah, we have a product that they're exterior-mounted solar shades. It's basically an acrylic fabric, fully motorized shade that would mount on the outside. And when it's sunny or when the sun's in that area, that could just be the shade could be put down, and it would take care of that solution. And a less expensive fix would be, like we mentioned, Bill mentioned it might void the warranty or have effect on the warranty. But I know a customer specifically that put a aftermarket auto tint on the outside, and that solved the problem too. So any number of those things can work, but again, it is an anomaly. The sun has to hit it perfectly and cause that damage.
The tint guys have films that won't void warranties.
So
you just got to get a reputable tint applier.
Okay,
thanks a bunch.
All right. So good luck with that, Jeff.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, bye now.
Have a good one. All right, so we got a few more minutes here to talk to Bill. We're going to take a quick break here. After we get back, you can give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 from your cell calls, or 30930 for a super text. We'll be back right after this. Keeping your family and you healthy during flu season requires extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for all the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air are a primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs. You know, like those little tiny spaceships bleeping around your house? A recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze. These tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. How can you improve the fight against flu and colds? Call the experts at Indoor Air Professionals. Peter from Indoor Air Professionals is on the line now. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, great, Nick. Yeah, that's a great description. So, I mean, obviously the flu is front and center in the headlines of the news right now. And so the bottom line is all this stuff goes on at the unseen level with the virus particles traveling on these particulates. So, as you mentioned, a thorough duct cleaning goes a long way to do that, but you might not even have duct work, or you might want to take your indoor air quality to the next level. And we are the sole provider in the region to a medical grade air purifier that's actually a FDA class 2 listed device that we learned yesterday from the manufacturer that yes, it indeed captures and kills 100% of the coronavirus, as well as all other viruses. On the bacteria side, is its lowest kill. It only kills 94 to 100%, but it kills 98 to 100% of mold. But it's just amazing what this will do, and it keeps a healthy environment. We've sold this particular model for 20 years now, and they just keep improving it. And it's everyone's heard of HEPA filters, and these are 4,000% more effective than HEPA filters. So that's something that anybody can use no matter what. There's both room air purifiers and ones that connect to your furnace to do the whole house as well.
That's absolutely incredible. You should ship a few of those to China, huh?
Yeah, well, there's tons of containers going.
All right, so my friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. They are the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market, and yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by relieving your allergies, asthma, make you sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve the airflow. Just like we heard last week from callers on the show, right, Peter?
It's amazing. And so in addition to the duct cleaning, the medical grade air purification, we also have high capacity dehumidifiers that are truly a different paradigm from your standard Chinese model. We've talked about that for the last month now, just how they work wonders to dry up your basement 4 or 5 times as much drying power using a third of the energy.
That's amazing. So what's the Hammer Time special for today, Peter?
Okay, so first of all, we have Zach, who is manning the phones, and he is still allowing you to save $55 off for duct cleaning or more if you're a repeat customer, which we have about 53,000 of those out there in the sound of your voice and my voice. Military, law enforcement, and seniors, a little bit more than that.
That's great. Why don't you call Dave right now at 683-3000. That's 683-3000. And get your family breathing easier like I did.
Breathe easier. Indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
We always like to say what happens at the roast stays at the roast.
And for good reason. If you want to hear the stories you'll never get from a press conference, you'll need to get a ticket to this year's Celebrity Roast of Eric Wood at Buffalo River Works.
Celebrity roasters include Richie Incognito, Brian Brom, E.J. Manuel, and more will take their shots at Eric. There'll be a full dinner, charity auction, and Pella VIP reception before the roast.
Get your tickets at WGR550.com. Presented by Liberty Cab. Ride local, ride Liberty. And Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino.
This is Eric Wood. I hope to see you there.
It's bad going through life having to cover your face because you're embarrassed of your teeth. I didn't want dentures. I had to fix on six done. It was easy. It literally changed my life. I can eat anything now. I can smile. I laugh. I don't have to cover my face anymore. It was awesome.
Mini dental implants can change your life too.
You can be you again. Call Dr. Todd Chatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center, 839-1700, for a free consultation.
Are you tired of this long winter? Endless days of gray skies? Temperatures up and down? So am I. I'm Frank Mishler, and a great solution is to put some spring color in your life with fresh flowers from Mishler's Florists and Greenhouses in Williamsville. Whether you buy flowers for yourself or others, research shows when people receive flowers, they are happy. But people who give flowers to others are happy as well. But don't give just any flowers. Give flowers with that Mishler touch. The staff at Mishler's Florist treats their flowers with special care so they last longer in your home. Mishler's delivers throughout the Buffalo area, so to send flowers, it is as easy as calling Mishler's Florist at 632-1290 or visit our website at mishlersflorist.com and shop 24 hours a day. Get a head start on spring with fresh flowers from Mishler's Florists and Greenhouses in Williamsville. For yourself, for others, the Mishler touch. Call 632-1290 today.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Win more, lots more.
Call your shot for $1 million is this Saturday only at Batavia Downs. Winners selected each hour from 7 till 10 p.m. Win $1,000 cash and get to roll the dice to try and win $1 million.
Batavia Downs.
Win more, lots more.
Get info at BataviaDownsGaming.com. While there, discover why Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel is the area's premier entertainment destination. Open daily 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. off Thruway Exit 48 in Batavia.
Batavia Downs. Win more, lots more.
Hammer Time.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez, joined by my brother Nick Cortez today in studio. We're joined with Bill from Big L Distributors. We have a few more minutes left before the top of the hour, and we have a couple more calls. Again, if you want to get involved, 803-0930, star 930 from your cell calls. You can super text us at 30930. We're going to go to Ontario and talk to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Yes, morning.
How can we help you?
Yes, about 3 years ago and a half, we had a window installed in our house. It's supposed to be a vinyl window, and the guy told me it's going to be brick to brick, but unfortunately, he made it away from a brick around 2.5 inches to 3 inches. Is this correct?
Well, generally, he's probably... there's a frame that the window was probably installed into, which is those 2 or 3 inches that is around it. Yeah, I suppose it just depends on how he trimmed it out. You know, normally, you would put aluminum.
He
left the old frame in, probably.
Yeah, he took the old frame in.
Yeah, and did he cover that old frame then with something like aluminum to make sure there's no maintenance on it?
Yeah, he put aluminum around the frame.
Yeah.
Side.
Usually 2 inches is about what it is around the window. If it was more than that, then I'd say you could have done something a little different. But as an insert or replacement window, that's kind of typical, 2 to 2.5 inches.
Yeah, that's really the most that can be done if you did leave that the frame in, because again, it needs to be installed. The new window needs to be installed inside of that frame. So you have the frame of the new window, you have the frame of the old window, and then obviously all that needs to be covered with aluminum or something like that. And you did say that the outside was brick.
I can hardly hear you.
Yeah. Did you say that the outside was brick?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's another reason. You probably obviously had to go within that frame, and it sounds like you did what was right there. And sometimes it's tough with brick, like we were mentioning before, because the opening is the opening, and you can't really make it bigger or smaller without getting into tearing into the brick. So
how does it work, the window? Do you like it?
Oh, I find it, and it's a triple glass. And
oh boy, yeah. So yeah, you're saving a lot of energy, and you're probably more comfortable. So it's probably a pretty good product. In Canada, I know they use a lot of you're from Ontario, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of triple glazing up there, and it works out pretty well.
He installed, but unfortunately, I was told by somebody else that that's not the way to do it. It should be only about one quarter of an inch away from the brick, not 2.5 inches to 3 inches.
Yeah, I think if you had a new construction, that'd be more the case. But being that they did reuse the frame, that's probably what...
And being a brick opening.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right, Jackie. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
So that is a good question, Bill. I mean, is a new construction an option with brick? I mean, taking off the brick mold and going that route?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's what I mentioned earlier in our replacement guide that's on our website talks about is, ask these questions. Am I going to lose glass? Mm-hmm. What's it really going to look like compared to what I have now?
Mm-hmm.
And, we can give you the answer and tell you, and then you can make a decision. And there's even tools today to draw them out. Say, this is what we have, and this is what it's going to look like. We can superimpose it upon there. Mm-hmm. So to help you make a decision so you're not disappointed later on.
Yeah.
And it might be that that's what you choose, but at least you're aware of it before you did it.
Yeah, and each window actually has a different size frame replacement-wise too, right?
Right. Your brother's windows have maximum amount of glass. That's what he wanted in his new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because the fiberglass frames are so strong, and that is the thing about Infinity or the fiberglass windows, is that the material is so strong we can make it very narrow and get you maximum glass.
I see.
Right.
Vinyl windows, the nature of them, you have to make them a little bulkier for the strength, mm-hmm. so you'll lose more glass. That's just the nature of the...
Gotcha.
And that's all stuff that you can help people out with design. I speak personally by saying that you guys are absolutely great with that, and the way you kind of held mine and my wife's hand through it and our son through the whole process was great.
It was great to see that you had your wife involved. I was really impressed by that.
She makes the decisions. That's why.
trying to make her make as many decisions as possible.
No, I think it's a good thing for you.
All right. So we want to say thank you, Bill, for coming in and speaking with us today, and for myself and Phil, we appreciate it. Dom will be back next week, and always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station, the radio.com app.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.